Brothers and sisters, we are all in need of encouragement and exhortation, so it is with pleasure I call upon Brother Peter to give us that very necessary word. Brother Peter.
Well, good morning, everybody. So we are reading through the letter to the Romans, if we follow the reading plan. We should be aware that the letter to the Romans was written to a very young group of believers, people who had not been baptized very long. And it was written by the Apostle Paul under the power of inspiration to remind them of things that they had been taught. And having reminded them of the things that they had been taught, he goes on to explain how those things that they have been taught should change the way they live. The letter is designed to teach young believers and old believers how they should organize their lives in ways that please God. Putting it very simply, the letter teaches us that we should be more like the Lord Jesus Christ in the way that we live. So that's the focus of the letter. The two chapters that we have read today actually teach us why we die and how, once we've been baptized, we should live our lives, how we should die to sin and be alive to God. So, very briefly, let's just remind ourselves of what we've read in this letter to the Romans in these two chapters. We are justified, counted righteous by God, by our faith in the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, we have access to God. We can speak to God in prayer. That's what the first two verses of chapter 5 are telling us. Being baptized into Christ, we are counted righteous by God, no longer counted sinners. Verses 3 to 5 tell us that despite the fact that we're in Christ, we might suffer difficulties in life. Being in Christ does not guarantee a life free from problems and difficulties. But we learn that those difficulties should develop qualities in the way that we live, should develop in us patience, experience, and hope. So we should be looking at our life's experiencing and learning from them as to how we could be more like God and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So verses 6 through to 9 in Romans 5, very simply, make the point that God provided Jesus to save us when we couldn't save ourselves. It is abundantly obvious that we're all going to die. God provided Jesus for us that we might live forever. And verse 10 and 11 makes the point very clearly that God gave Jesus to die for us when we were sinners. Jesus didn't die for us because we were his friends. He died for us that we might become his friends. Having developed those points in the first few verses of Romans 5, the Apostle Paul summarizes, gives an explanation of the way that sin and death came into the world. We all sin fundamentally because one man sinned, Adam. And all his children were like Adam, were sinners. In a similar way, God provided one man, his son Jesus, who was totally obedient to God, unlike Adam. And because of that, we can live forever. And the point the apostle is making is we need to understand that. God gave one man who chose to obey his father, unlike Adam, who chose to disobey is God. And because of that one man's obedience, the obedience of Jesus, we can live forever. Adam, by sinning, gave himself over to a new ruler. His life was ruled by sin rather than by God. But now Jesus gave himself to serve his God. And so God's grace is extended to us. If you like, it reigns, it rules in our lives like a king. We are no longer bound to serve sin, but we have the opportunity of serving God. So that's what Romans 5 is telling us very simply, but how we have been brought close to God if we get baptized because of the way he gave Jesus, who chose to serve his God. And so in Romans chapter 6, those of you who are baptized maybe had Romans 6 read at your baptism. But Romans 6 isn't telling us to get baptized. Romans 6 is telling us how we should live once we are baptized. The man that's been baptized should live a life totally dedicated to God. Because that's what Jesus did. We shouldn't be serving sin. We should have another master to serve. And it's God and his Son. And the chapter, Romans 6, is all about who we yield to, who we submit to, who we see as the one who is ruling our lives. We only have a choice of two options. We can give ourselves over to sin and die, or we can give ourselves over to God's righteousness as seen in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the beginning of Romans chapter 6 is talking about. Jesus was raised from the dead because he had a life of total obedience to his God. And so he was raised from the dead, unable to die, ever. And that's the calling, that's the offer to these brothers and sisters in Rome and to you and I. So, just as Jesus lived a life dedicated to God, we should be doing just the same. We should actually commit ourselves to this service, thanking God for what he has done for us. So, as if to reinforce the point, in verse 17, we read, if by one man's offence death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of life of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Now that might be looking to the future, but it's also looking to now. This is how we should be organizing our lives. That's the argument, that's the reasoning that the Apostle Paul is presenting to us in the letter to the Romans. So baptism has freed us from the effects of sin, eternal death. We're now servants to God's righteousness. It should be the way that we live, serving God rather than serving sin. We need to remember that before we were baptized, we were God's enemies. Romans 5 taught us, particularly in verse 10. When we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. And once baptized, we're no longer ruled by sin, or we shouldn't be. We can't carry on living in the way that we used to live. We have the pattern of Jesus set before us. His life, his death, and resurrection is a pattern of what we should live now, that we might be raised from the dead and given eternal life at his return. Sin brings death. Faithfulness to God brings eternal life. That's the point the apostle makes on the last verse of Romans 6. Makes this so clear. In Romans 6, just dropping in at verse 23, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. If we try to read through the rest of Romans, summarizing it in our own minds, what might appear a complicated letter presents very simple and clear points. Designed for young brothers and sisters in Christ, those who had not been baptized long. But it's good for us who have been baptized longer still to reflect on these things, because it really brings home to us what God has done for us in providing his Son. We should be remembering these things regularly. We come to break bread and to drink of the cup to remind ourselves of that death and resurrection. But we need to think about that death and resurrection, that we might be more motivated to serve lives more like he did.